Today's podcast is sponsored by Wonderful Pistachios. Where delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch. Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts out there, and each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. It is no secret how much I love pistachios. I love pistachios. It is part of my identity, and honestly, there are so many fantastic flavors. My personal favorite is the Wonderful Pistachios No Salt. It has a little blue emblem on it for the bag. So delicious. I know others love the roasted and salted, even lightly salted. There's a sweet chili that's good, a salt and pepper. There are so many options, and you can have them in the shell or no shell. Cracking each pistachio open one at a time? Yes, Wonderful Pistachios is the only exception I make for playing with my food. It is fun and protein all in one bite. Go ahead and visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more or pick up a bag at your local store. Let's get to cracking and let's get to snacking. Welcome to the Fun and Games Podcast. I'm your host, Brittany Lupton, and let the games begin. Here we go, you guys. Welcome back to another episode of the Fun and Games Podcast, and happy Wednesday. Wednesday is seriously the best day. Am I right? I love seeing all of your stories all over Instagram, listening to this podcast. It seriously makes me so happy. I love you guys, and I love this community so much. We're going to get some Fun and Games merch coming up soon, so stay tuned for that. When it comes to today's episode, you guys, piping hot tea is coming in. Okay, it's a little bit more lukewarm tea, not too much, but it's a really fun episode because Libby Christensen is joining me today. I think you guys are going to love this episode. We talk a lot about the influencer culture. We talk about how to become a content creator. We give a lot of our tips, you know, even down to becoming an LLC. Lots of good information is in this podcast episode. I don't want this intro to be too long because I really just want to dive in and get into it. So without further ado, it's time for some tea and let's welcome Libby to the podcast. You guys, this is going to be, hold on, I got to move my mic because I'm like, I don't want to be in the corner. There we go. You
guys, I'm
going
to put my head or my microphone here so it doesn't scratch anything. Let me know if
it's okay. Oh, yes. Okay. You guys, this is going to be probably one of the best, if not most epic, podcast episodes. I think we've all been waiting for Libby to be on the podcast. You were one of the most recommended people, period, to be on. So people are going to be screaming in their seats.
The per kitty kitty.
Yeah. Let's okay. This is going to be so much fun. So today, you guys, we're going to be just spilling all the tea. Lots of tea. Hot tea.
Gulp.
Maybe some lukewarm tea.
Maybe lukewarm tea. Respectful tea, but tea.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. And oh my gosh, there's just so much we need to do. I feel like we need to just catch up first, though. Like we just need to catch up. A live Let's catch up with Brit and Lib.
Literally, our FaceTime call is right now.
Is right now. And everyone's just listening into it.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to it.
Dude.
I'm excited.
Well, I mean, what's your, like, weekly... Did it snow where you live, too? Because it's... We got, like, a foot of snow.
Oh, my goodness. It's tragic outside. I went outside yesterday and shoveled, like, just the part of our driveway where my car goes out. And since the snowplow came by, it didn't even get rid of like the ground layer. It basically just packed snow for like an inch and a half. And then half of our street is covered in like 2.5-3 feet of snow. So I had to Humvee myself over the lump of snow to even get out. And yesterday we were completely blocked in.
Yeah.
It was insane.
Oh, you know, today I didn't go anywhere today. And I was sad because I had to skip the gym yesterday. Libby,
it's always traumatizing.
It is. Yeah. So
when you have a whole plan and then it's just wiped from under you and there's nothing you can do, physically cannot leave.
I was ready. I was so ready to go this morning and I'm like, oh, everything's closed.
That's how I was yesterday. And then I got like an alert that the gym closed early too. And I was like, honestly, it's probably safer that I stay home.
Yeah, for sure.
And then it was 60 degrees the day before, but you know, it is what it is.
Okay. Okay. That's just how it is.
Yeah.
What else is new? You said we needed to, you're looking sus.
I don't know. I feel like we just need to catch up on everything. You guys, I don't know if I'm the host of this podcast, but Brittany and I, we go way back, and I feel like
so much
has changed, and like the way being on social media has changed is just insane, because I feel like we started at such a weird point, and there's these different generations of a quote influencer, you know? Mm-hmm. And I feel like we've like graduated a certain division at this point. So I'm not sure.
You know, yeah, let's go ahead and give everybody a background, because we first met, was it like 2018?
2017.
Yeah. It was 2017. No, it was 2018.
Very beginning of 2018 mm-hmm. when you guys moved.
Yeah. So Libby and I, it was like, there was like this small batch of not Gymshark athletes, but people that like Gymshark was just like the first athletes that mm-hmm. had like eyes. Like they would send us packages.
It's so different now, which I feel like people don't understand. Mm-mm. Because
it was like,
I think it's been a lot better now. Not that it was ever bad, but just like the way that it's all changed over time is absolutely insane, because we just used to get like two outfits and we thought we were out here.
Oh yeah.
We were city girls. Okay.
Ballin.
Nobody could touch us.
Yeah.
And now it's like, hey, can you do this collab? Sure. What's your rate? Oh, there's a rate. Yeah. I was just happy to get a gift, you know? Like, I'm just happy to rock some Gymshark.
For sure.
But it's like that with so many things now, I feel like.
I know. I think that's good. That is kind of definitely how it started back in the day. Like, you would do just promotions for like free product because it was so new. Yeah. So it was just like so exciting to get free things.
Yeah.
It's just blown up.
It's blown up like crazy. And it's kind of annoying when you progress further and then you think back and you're like, why didn't I do that? So much has changed. Like, I could have done this and this differently.
Mm-hmm.
And it is what it is, because I mean, we're supposed to be in everything, but
yeah, you know, you want to hear some hot tea.
Give me the hot tea.
This is hot tea. And I'm nervous to say
spicy
this
hot.
Might take this out even. I wish back in the day, I kind of wish I signed with Alani for real. Cause I feel like they're such a big brand now. They're like, they don't need any more.
Join Alani. When but they don't come
need,
out.
They don't need any Wednesday. They don't need any more athletes, though. They're such a big brand. They're in Target. They're in every store. They don't need anybody anymore.
Well, my
so I'm like,
it's going to be announced. I'm going to send it to you because I have four containers of it.
And you know what? I can just slide by because I'm like, this is my friend's flavor. And
absolutely.
Just post it. I know.
Dude, I'm excited. I wish you were part of the Alani family. You know, it's now
I
too
wish
late
I
to
was.
Join.
Yeah. Well, you
I
know,
can
that's
put in
up
a good
to
word.
Them. I mean, hey. That's up to them. I remember talking to you about this a couple years ago because I'm obsessed with their energy drinks. I drink them every day and I'm like, you guys, I feel like I might have blown that one back in the day, but that's some hot tea right there.
No, I think that I haven't tried PE Science except for when you gave it to me.
I love
that's
their
the
pre.
Only time.
Dude, their pre, their pump, and their creatine, honestly, end all be all, I love it. Like, I have no regrets being with them. I love their products, and I've tried a lot of pre, but I also like Alani, so it's like it's tough.
Man,
it's hard out
I
here.
I think that you were, thank goodness that you like have that opportunity though. And if you are to do something in the future, then it's like you have so much knowledge and experience to kind of like go off of now. But you know, I think that Alani's where it's at. I'm a ride or die for sure. But yeah, you know, you can join whenever you'd like.
Wait, so you're getting your own flavor. I heard you talk about this. I'm
am.
So excited.
Yeah, so it's this competition, Make That Flav, and it's been months and months in the making, but basically Hayden, me, and then Des B, we all got to create and design our own flavor and label. And I just got the samples of theirs today. I had seen it, but I hadn't tried it yet. And basically, they announce it and people are able to get it themselves. And then there's this voting that goes on. And
that's
I
cool.
think after that, it kind of just decides who gets a limited edition flavor. So I want mine to come back and I want to win.
Of course you want to win.
It'll be the best.
Yeah.
Do you want me to tell you what it is? Because it'll be announced by the time that you drop this.
Yes. This will be up Wednesday. So that it'll be announced by then.
Yes. And it gets announced on Sunday.
Okay, then yeah, go ahead, say it. Oh, wait, I gotta be the first to know.
Wait, is it? Hold on, let me think.
Yeah, yeah. Be sure.
18th, the 22nd. Wait, isn't that?
This comes out the 23rd of February.
Okay, per. So basically, I'll tell you, it's called Sherbert Swirl. And basically, I wanted something that was going to appeal to everyone. And I would be the one to be like, hey, can we have buttermint flavored pre-workout, please? And I just don't know if that would go over that well. So it's orange creamsicle, basically. And it has this like citrus beginning. And then it's like vanilla creamy when it settles. And it's a simple flavor, but I think it's delicious. And I'm so proud of my packaging.
I'm so excited. Yeah, this is going to be fun. Congrats. Like big stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like it hasn't felt like a thing yet because
it's not kind of
just been in production. Yeah. And it hasn't been announced at all. It's just like, we are just teasing for months and months. And I would hate to follow somebody that's like, it's coming.
I know.
How everyone does.
It's hard though, because like we're so excited, but like we can't talk about some of these things yet either because of legalities or just because, you know, other reasons.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so excited. Yeah, this is fun because, you guys, Libby and I seriously go way, way back. So it's really cool to like see you be able to grow so much and be so successful because
we've been on this ride together though. Like,
for real.
Same for you, dude. So much has changed, but so much has stayed the same. I feel like we have a friendship that's like you can spend so much time apart and keep up with each other, obviously, but it feels like no time has passed.
Same.
I feel like we're still little babies.
I seriously feel like such
still
a baby.
Trying out here.
Yeah.
I love it.
Oh, man. Well, that's good. That's good to hear. We didn't do like a little intro of you. If somebody's new and doesn't know you, which I feel like pretty much everybody does, a lot of people do, what would you say? What would be your introduction of yourself?
Well, I would say, hey, you guys, my name is Libby Christensen. I just turned 24 and I'm from Kansas. I recently just graduated from college, from the University of Kansas, and I'm a first generation college grad, but I've been doing social media, I feel like, for 5 years, but it only picked up a little bit more recently in like 2020, and I was able to start doing it full time. But I used to have this little account. I used to be a Tumblr girl. So
yes.
I feel like social media raised me. Oh my gosh. Social media raised me for sure. And I was on Instagram when I was 12, 13, 14 years old, deleted all of that, came back a new girl, city girl. And yeah, I've had the platform that I have now, and I've just kind of like branched out in my platforms, and I just love to connect with people, and I just love to share my life and myself with everyone and just, you know, enjoy the ride and everything. It's cool that I've been on here for a long time and people have been able to see me kind of grow up, and they've been able to see my milestones. And as much as I think overnight, like growth and success is super cool, I think it's even cooler when you're able to like share those milestones and important times throughout like the duration of some years. But yeah, I think so too. Kansas girl.
Yeah.
Nothing major.
Honestly, I agree with you. I think it is cool that people are able to like celebrate and be there for milestones. Cause it's like, I know I have some people who have followed me before I even had Vinny. And it's like so crazy to think that like people actually have been able to like be a part of my life for that long. It's really cool.
Yeah.
So
it's wild to see how much has changed and to bring those people along with you. And even the people that just joined or just found you, it's cool that they can also look back through your feed or through your YouTube videos and things like that to see like what you started with, where you've come from and your little journey and everything.
So which platform is your favorite? I'm curious. Do you have a favorite?
Okay. So Instagram is my main platform, but I've really been kicking it into overdrive on YouTube, and I just have loved like the long form content, and I've really been into my vlogs, but I'm not going to lie, TikTok kind of like it started to have my heart. I don't know why. It can be toxic. Okay. First of all, but TikTok is so fun when you have the right community.
Yes. I'd say it's fun, it's new, and it's different all the time. And it's even, I wouldn't say a little more real, but I feel like people can get that sense because it's not as curated as Instagram is. It's like literally you can post the most random crap on TikTok.
And it's fun.
It's
more authentic. I think it's pretty candid and people appreciate that. And I've seen like a lot of people talk about, oh, TikTokers are trying to like migrate onto YouTube, or people are trying to come from Instagram to TikTok. And they really push the fact that you just have to be like authentic and you have to be candid and not have this front. And I feel like, I don't know, I just grew and I'm like a 160,000 followers randomly from just being me. And I feel like that's the way to be rewarded, is like on any platform, just being true to yourself. But TikTok, it's crazy because you can see some growth really fast. Yep. Like, I don't get it, man. It's crazy.
It is crazy. I definitely, so we can even talk a little bit about influencing, becoming a creator and everything. I feel like we're I wouldn't say like we're the perfect people to talk about that with, but like we really started this together, I feel like.
Yeah.
So I definitely think TikTok, if you're trying to grow, if you're trying to glow your platform, no, if you're trying
glow it up,
yeah, glue it up. If you're trying to grow your platform though, I think TikTok's algorithm is just absolutely insane, where you can just get a ton of eyes on you and get that awareness where one video can go viral for you, you get a bunch of eyes, and then you can try to migrate those people to other platforms where it's more of you're able to build a little bit better of a community, or YouTube, you know, you're getting those longer format videos and everything. So
Yeah. I feel the same way. Like Instagram is obviously super curated most of the time for most people. I feel like stories is where you get to see people's personality. And you know, I live on stories.
Oh, yeah.
I pay rent on there basically. But other than that, it's like, I don't know. TikTok is really cool. But did you know that they are eventually going to be trying to, like, they've already kind of taken over YouTube in terms of like the 3-minute format, but they're also going to be trying to integrate a 5-minute format now. They went from the like 30 seconds to 1 minute, 1 minute to 3 minutes now. And now they're really trying to compete with YouTube. And TikTok is the biggest app in the world, biggest thing in the world. It's larger than Google. I think of TikTok not only as like social media and an app, but at the same time, it's a search engine. Like you can put in any hashtag and you can see something in real time. And I mean, you can scroll and see stuff in real time or stuff that's trending, obviously, but TikTok is really a search engine, and as scary as it is, it's like quite a place to be. I feel like I learned so much on there, and it's a lot to consume, but it's cool.
That's so true. It is a lot to consume, but I learn so much on TikTok. Like I kind of hate.
I'm telling you.
I like have to have a 15-minute timer because I could be on TikTok all day.
I heard that in your last podcast, dude, and I was like, this girl has a timer.
Yeah, no, I have to have a timer because. Are you kidding me?
You're a mom, the part too.
Oh, 100%. The part is when you log on, it instantly shows you a video. So you're instantly hooked and then you automatically keep scrolling. And I'm like, I came on here only to post, but then my 15 minutes is up because I scrolled and I'm like, crap, you know?
And that's what, like 6 to 7 videos, depending on length. And what? Oh my goodness.
It's wild.
You are a strong one for that. I would whip out my iPad. I'd be like, oh, my timer's up on my phone. Perfect.
You know,
and I'm on my computer and I'm like, oh, darn.
I have a snooze. So it'll let me wait. My headphones are literally stuck under my, there we go. I have a snooze. So it'll give me like 5 more minutes. So if I ever do get stuck, I'll go like five freaking minutes so I can post and get off. I'm so embarrassed. You know, if I didn't have a kid though, if I didn't have to be so dang productive, I would be like, I wouldn't care as much, but.
TikTok for life.
TikTok is fun.
It's weird because I think that I took a second to kind of migrate onto TikTok, not because I was like, oh, like TikTok's for kids. You know how people usually say.
Yeah.
I honestly was a little intimidated by it because it's like, I don't know how to use this platform. Instagram, I'm telling you, it raised me. YouTube, I've consumed it since I was that young on Instagram as well. TikTok was a different ball game. And I was like, I just don't want to mess up, but it's cool now. I feel like you have like a little community that kind of spans all of your platforms, like a very tight-knit one, and you see them everywhere, which is cool.
They're the best. Love you guys. Love you all for listening. Okay, so Libby, if you had to give one like tip for growing a platform, if somebody wanted to become an influencer, There is a lot in this though, because like even like starting a business, like we've talked about starting an LLC, becoming a business, and literally learning all of that when that's not something we studied in school, like finding an accountant, finding a lawyer. Like I just had meetings with my lawyer all week. I'm like, I feel like a grown adult. Like my lawyer's calling me on my cell phone. Excuse me? Like
not the speed dial.
Do you know what I mean? It's crazy. It's crazy.
Yeah.
But what would you say? Like, what are some tips or a tip you would give if somebody's like starting out or wanting to get into this space? Because I feel like everybody wants to get into it now, you know, and the creator economy is only going up. So
to be laughed at.
Oh, I know.
Isn't it funny? Funny. I talked to a lady today at the gym and she was like, are you filming for something? And I was like, yeah, social media is my job. And she like looked me up and she's like, you make money from it? I'm like, yes, ma'am, I do.
You know, it's hard. But it's hard being in the small cities that we live in because it is still looked at a little bit crazy, where if we were like in LA, it'd be like everybody's filming everything in LA. So
yes,
I feel that.
Absolutely. Feel that. But to be a content creator, to be an influencer, I think that it's really important. As much as people say like, you need to niche down, you need to figure out exactly what you want to talk about. I've never been that person. Like I just share my life and I share my true self. And I think that is what's so important, to not have a facade and to not have a persona that you're trying to keep up with. It's like trying to keep up with a lie. And I think that if you're able to be confident in yourself, which is a whole struggle and game for everybody in itself. But if you can just make the first move of deciding, you know what, I'm just going to put this out there and see what happens, you'll never regret it. Like, just like you'll never regret a workout. At the same time, so many opportunities could be missed if you don't just try. And I think just being authentic, being consistent, and putting out what you would like to consume is extremely important, because people flock to what they relate to, which is what I tell a lot of my audience. Like when I go on live, they ask the same question. And as repetitive as it sounds, it's just true.
Yeah.
If you're consistent and you post something that you think that you would like to see yourself, but hey, you created it, then there's such a chance that, you know, you can enjoy it and other people can enjoy it too. But ultimately, I just think it comes down to figuring out what you enjoy in life and being able to share it. And if you're like a pro at something, share that knowledge with people, because there's so many people that want to learn and they just don't have the resources, just like us trying to figure out what is an LLC, what is an accountant, what is a financial advisor, all of those things. Everybody wants to learn in some capacity. And if you have the right way to kind of articulate those things, it can be consumed so easily.
Yeah.
You know,
I love that. No, I 100% agree. It has to be authentic, because if it's something that you actually want to do, like as a career, like you can't keep up with the facade or a persona, you're going to burn out because it's so unrealistic. So
exactly.
That's good advice.
I think that's why people value like content creators on stories and on TikTok, and people that like don't edit a lot of things at least, and just show up as themselves. I think it's important just to show up for yourself, because eventually you will have a community and they want you to show up. Like I was sick on Monday and I can't tell you how many DMs, Libby, are you okay? Libby, what's wrong? And I'm like, I'm sorry, guys. I'm just literally violently ill over here. I couldn't even come on. But like those people really care, and you develop a relationship with them. You get to know them personally.
For sure.
I think that's so valuable, because that's what I love about doing this, is being able to connect with people, and nothing beats being able to like hug somebody in person and like actually chat with them face to face. So
nothing's better.
But yeah.
It just like makes it all real.
Yeah.
It's so cool.
I still like, the number doesn't even faze me at this point. It's just like one person. Like I've just made one in-person connection from this like internet. That's what you're telling me? It's so cool.
It is so cool. I'm so excited.
See you, baby.
I want to ask though, you bring your big camera to the gym.
I have it right
now. I just got to the point of like feeling okay with my phone and tripod, but how?
I am so proud. I saw that story and I was like, she's growing up. She's doing
I'm growing up. I'm a grown adult. I'm a grown woman now. How do you do it? How do you, are you just like, you don't care? And does nobody like say anything to you? Or the like, I'm just scared I'm going to get kicked out.
Well, I mean, that is a valid concern. And I have been asked, like, at other gyms to not film whatever, which is fine. I respect it. But going to the gym, I don't know. The fact that I've done this for so long, it kind of just makes me feel like, hey, this is part of the routine.
Yep.
Let me make sure I have my tripod. Let me make sure I have my camera and my vlogging camera, my lifting straps, my resistance bands. You know, it's just part of, like, what I do. And I think I look at it as something that's so fun for me, but also, like, it is my job. And thankfully I am able to film and there's no issue with it. And it comes down to, like, a personal thing. Like, ooh, what are other people going to think of this? It's like, I get it. I come in here with a 3-pound camera and a 4-pound tripod, and I'm just angling it at myself all throughout my entire workout, which I know people see it and that's fine. But honestly, everybody that's come up to me, it's either been, like, the older people that are, like, so curious about, what are you filming this for? Or it's somebody that follows me and they're like, oh, it's so cool to see you, like, doing this in person. Mm-hmm. Or it's somebody that's curious and just, like, actually wants to know what's going on. I don't know. I feel like I just have this headspace where it's like, me doing this, it might be uncomfortable, but it's only going to benefit me.
Yeah.
It's only going to reach more people when I post this. It's only going to give people workouts to do. It's going to inspire and motivate them. I don't know. I feel like I just bit the bullet pretty early on. I remember filming at, like, the KU Rec Center. That was the one time I remember getting, like, asked to stop filming, and I brought it up and I'm like, okay, well, I can stop filming. That's fine. But I also would like to ask you, why on Instagram in your guys' tagged location, there's about 752,000 videos of people filming here.
Ooh.
Why is it me that's an issue? You know?
Ooh, good one.
And then it's like, okay, well, you can't have this rule in place if you guys can't keep up with it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I just feel like people are accepting it a lot more now too. And if I ever see somebody else film in the gym, I'm like,
yes,
I love to see it. Let's go. It makes me happy because maybe me filming can make somebody else more confident to film themselves. And I've seen people, like, you know, they put up their phone against the bench and, you know, I'm just a little bit more out there about it because I'm like, come on, quality content, let's go.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I think it's just, like, over time I've gotten used to it, and I've always just been a pretty, like, outgoing, confident, hey, I know you're going to look at me type of person.
Yeah.
So it's like, it just comes with me at this point.
Dude. Cool. Well, I'm going to start doing it. I'm gonna just do it.
You got it, dude.
Dude, everybody knows
the
I
way
film.
You operate, you are a BA.
Everybody,
yeah.
Everybody
know.
Already knows I film. I'm just like, why don't I? Everybody knows who I am in my gym. I'm like, why don't I just effing bring my nice camera? And well,
just
it's because I
show them what you're made of and say, you know what, I'm upgrading, guys.
Yeah. I, you know, Darian used to just film for me, but now we can't work out at the same time together all the time. So I'm like, whatever. It is what it is. It's done.
Do you, like, ask people at the gym to film for you?
No way.
No, oh,
it's
gosh.
Either Darian or my little tripod.
Oh,
so
it's precious though.
So
I
precious.
Get it though, but that's what you're comfortable with.
Oh yeah,
it's nice. You have a little system.
I know. You know, it just
bring that big daddy in,
and I am. It's time. Let's go.
I can't wait.
Yeah.
I'm excited for that.
Is there anything else you want to chat about? Catch up on before we hop into the tea.
Ah. What is there to catch up on? Honestly, I feel like I catch up with your life every day.
Yeah.
So it's like, well, I'm kind of in the know, and I'm sure your listeners also are, like, up to date and everything. I guess I don't really have any other questions.
Yeah.
I listen to the podcast just like anybody else. I'm a fan. Are you kidding me?
Oh, cool. Well, you know, that's pretty cool.
It's tea time, baby.
It is tea time. I know, I'm trying to find the question. Okay. So, well, one of them was, like, getting started as being an influencer. I definitely feel like we covered that one of, I definitely feel like if you're new, TikTok's a good way to just start, get your name out there, stay consistent, be who you are, you know, be authentic.
Engage with people too.
Yeah.
Like, you want to be in a little group or, I guess, a niche that it's like-minded people, just like everybody likes to be, whether it's in person or online. I think that's kind of how we met too.
Yeah, that is how we met.
We were interacting with each other on social media, and then eventually it all happened so fast.
I know.
We met in person.
Yay.
Yeah.
Somebody asked, is there a negative side of being an influencer? I mean, I would say, I guess I'll start because I'm thinking about,
yeah,
I would say, like, sometimes filming in the gym, yeah, that is, like, it gets in the way, or it is a little bit annoying, or it's just stressful. Sometimes I do love it, and I know that it's like for my benefit and for others, and it's my job. Like, I do love it. But sometimes, like, I'm just having a stressful day and it is just like not what I want to prioritize. So I just won't film. And then I'm like, oh, I don't have any content. Like, I haven't filmed for
No.
weeks. And I'm like, now I'm kind of screwed, you know?
No, I absolutely agree. I feel the same way sometimes. And I'm like, sometimes you have bad body image days too. And you're like, I do not want to see myself. I don't want to look at this. What do you mean? I have to go review this footage? All I'm trying to do is sweat. Or like, it's just difficult to film. But I feel that. I feel like another negative side of it, which I haven't experienced up until very, very recently, and it only comes from virality, might I say. But hate comments, you know, like I feel so blessed and so lucky that I have straight up support on all of my platforms and all love. And it's been such an amazing thing to be able to wake up if I'm not feeling so great. I can go to my DMs, I can go to my comments. I just have a constant news feed of like love for me, which is amazing. And it's so rewarding. And I hope that people can just feel that way every once in a while, you know, just to feel like you're the star of your own show. I mean, it's like these are our accounts and people do show love to it. And it makes me feel so happy. But let me tell you, the hate comments are just, it's honestly, you have to laugh. Like, it's just ridiculous that people spend so much time with such like hate in their hearts and just nastiness, and they just want to be recognized for it. And then the moment you recognize them, it's oh, deleted comment. Oh, where'd you go?
They just want to be
You had the balls
recognized.
3 seconds ago, which is fine. Like, babes, let's do it out of love, though. Let's do it for love. But yeah, I think that first of all, like you said, like it can be taxing to have to film yourself and for that to be your job. I feel stressed out trying to figure out YouTube videos to come up with. My goodness, I'm like, you guys, I don't live that crazy of a life. But I don't know what else to share.
No, that's good.
But other than that, yeah,
Yeah.
I like it though. It's worth it. Totally worth it in the long run.
Yeah. Okay, this one's really juicy. So you don't have to answer if you don't want to. Are there any, somebody wants all the influencer tea. Is there any fitness influencer or influencer that you've met that wasn't how you expected or how they perceive themselves online? This is,
Do you have an answer for this, Britt?
I don't feel like I've met that many people. There is somebody that I've
Okay.
met that was way, I was underwhelmed. I'm not gonna say names, but I met them and I like their persona is so built up and I'm like, oh, okay, that was not
Oh
what I
my
expected
gosh.
at all.
I'll be waiting on a
You know,
text.
if you,
Anyway.
I'll just shoot you a text too, Elias.
Well, for me, I feel like it hasn't been until I guess in the last couple of years, or I guess last year was like my travel year. My goodness, with so much going on. But I also haven't met people in person. I mean, I've been to like two events and it was Gymshark events. And other than that, I really haven't had interactions like that. And I feel like I'm really lucky that I haven't. And the people that I've met in person, at least, they come off the same way as they do online. There are some people that I don't know. I like to give people the benefit of the doubt
For
because
sure.
I have bad days too. Sometimes I'll be a little snippy. I'll be a little snip snappy, whatever. But I don't know. Sometimes the way that people associate with one another kind of freaks me out. And I'm scared to be in like the big groups. I don't want to be part of drama. If somebody doesn't like the way that somebody said something or did something, I just want to be here. I'm just here because I'm happy to be here. Okay. But I haven't really encountered that, thankfully.
Honestly,
But if y'all have the tea, can you leave it,
I know, leave
please?
the
Please
tea.
let us know.
We're pretty boring. Let's talk about the first time we met though, because I felt so short. We were driving. So
Listen, Brittany is a tiny queen.
Darian and I were we were moving from Minnesota to Arizona.
Minnesota.
And so we stopped by, met Libby. That's when we took pictures in like the hotel gym and we ordered
Yes,
pizza.
we were in our matching
We
Gymshark.
were in our matching Gymshark.
I drove back to my hometown.
And who was it that commented? Did Callum comment on our post? And we were like, oh my gosh, Gymshark commented like on our post, like,
Yeah,
this is
I think it was
huge.
something like that. Yeah. Because we were those girls that were like, we know all of the staff.
Oh, we knew.
We know what they do, their position, all of that. It was interesting. And it was like, oh my gosh, that's so cool. Like, what a cool opportunity that would be, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Little did we know years later.
Top dogs. But believe in yourself.
Literally years.
Yeah. Okay.
Brittany, I can't wait for you to explain your
shenanigans
with Jim and Shark.
I will not. I'm not. I can't say that.
It's a tea episode.
Vanessa's going to listen to this and be like, oh no.
Oh my gosh. No. Guess what though? Good tea.
Okay.
Guess who I'm with now? Vanessa.
Oh my gosh. Vanessa's the best.
She's my rep now. Yeah.
She's the best.
I'm excited.
Well, I mean, they're all the best. I can't say that. Marissa's probably listening too. I love you, Marissa. Okay.
We love everybody.
We love everybody. Somebody said, do we wear underwear to the gym or not? No one ever talks about it.
I'm an underwear wearer.
Me too.
Sorry, queen. Are you really? Yeah. I'm sorry, but I don't know if you care to have like scientific anatomy language on here, but I will not have my labias just out.
Yeah.
And I'm a sweaty girl.
Yeah, I can't. I like to wear it. You know, if it's another scientific. If it's that time of month, sometimes I won't wear it because there's but
there you go.
That's all I got to say. Seamless thongs.
I'm just more comfortable.
Yeah, me too.
I'm definitely more comfortable with it, and I applaud the girlies that are out here commando.
Yep.
I wish that I could be you. It's just not the life for me.
Same. I'm glad we're the same on that.
I'm gonna try.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have a most embarrassing gym story? This isn't as much tea. This is more, that just puts you on the spot. We can even come back to it unless you have one.
I think I have a couple, honestly.
Oh, let's go.
So there was one time when I was like working out with a friend. This was years ago. And we were like messing around doing like handstands, kicking up on the wall and everything. And tell me why she's like, Libby. And I was like, what, girl? As I'm like upside down, she's like, I think you're bleeding through. Oh, when I tell you no part, I literally like the hair on my body just all flew off. I was so mortified and I was like, okay, well, I'm ready to end it all. Let's go home. That was awful.
That's bad.
Yeah. That was my one time that I've ever had that happen that I know of, at least. Other than that, I remember I racked a barbell and I put like a 45 on one side. I was getting ready to do squats and I was talking to Tyra. This was actually last year. We're chatting, whatever. And I put one on and then I forgot to put the other one on. So I just like fell over and it was like this whole shebang and it all fell over. We had to laugh about it because we are always like the lunatics in the gym doing cheer stunts and whatnot. Never been cheerleaders in our life, but we're jumping around like little crawdads and whatnot.
Little crawdads.
Yeah. Just all over the place. Have any? I don't get embarrassed.
Like, I
do film myself.
Yeah. I
don't really get that.
I don't get too embarrassed either, but I do have, I mean, there's like little things of like always like tripping, falling, dropping weight on my foot.
Oh, all the time.
Looking like an idiot, a loser, those ones. But I do have one specific one that I can think of like right now is I was going to like rehook the Smith machine on, because it like moves.
Oh my
and
goodness, yes.
It did not hook. So I come crumpling under like a limp noodle. I am collapsed. Like my heels are touching the back of my head.
Oh my god!
And it was so loud because that thing smacked on the floor so loud. Everybody just stared at me. I don't even know. I think I might have even shared this on the podcast before. It was bad. It was bad.
Well, you turned into an accordion.
I was an accordion sound and all for sure. I remember I was just like, I have to like do one more set of something to like prove I'm okay. After that, it was so embarrassing. And then I went home.
That's always how it is. Mm-hmm. You have to redeem yourself and you're like in pain, shoulders broken, ankles fell off 4 minutes ago.
Yeah.
And you're like, I have to complete the Bulgarians, like no matter what.
I will do this.
It's the hardest exercise. You're like, okay, cool. Let me get it together.
I will prove I'm strong and I'm coordinated.
I haven't. Heck yeah. Oh. I haven't had like embarrassing moments for me, but because I'm like kind of filming at all times.
Yeah.
There have been so many instances where I'll have my camera set up somewhere And then some guy will come up to me and then he'll try to like hit on me. And I have the footage of all of these interactions and I want to save the guy. Mm-hmm. You know, he's sweet. He's nice. But I just wish I could put it on TikTok and be like, yeah, this is so embarrassing for him. But he was really kind, but like, not for me. I'm over here like, you're on candid camera, bestie.
Yeah.
On two. I got the vlog camera and my big one. Ooh, two angles.
She got two angles.
I'm sorry for you.
Ooh. Yeah. You have two cameras at all times getting two different angles?
No, not at all times.
Like if you're filming for YouTube. Yeah.
Yeah.
Dang.
I'll have my vlog camera and then I'll have the big one. But usually I just go with the
vlog. Libby's one. Got the tea. Always. Okay, this is a juicy one. Okay, let's talk about when girls get work done, then all of a sudden act like they know anything about health and fitness. Ooh, I feel like that's more on TikTok for sure.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I think so for sure. That also like goes in line with like people badly photoshopping or face tuning their bodies and being like, my waist is this snatched from 843 crunches. Girl, if you don't stop right now, there's an air conditioner in the back that's warped. What's going on?
Ooh.
Please.
Oh.
Not the wall.
Oh, I know exactly. Oh. Let me.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yes.
No, when people get work done, I am so for it. Do you, yes. Boo. Love it. And I'm not even trying to claim like I am the most professional person, you should only take info from me. No, not at all. But I do think it's a little morally and ethically wrong to try to say like, I just grew this juicy booty last Wednesday, you know, at the office. Like, girl, it's okay. We're proud of you. We're glad that you're getting whatever you want to feel confident done. But I think it's an insult to people who follow you to kind of use them and their own ignorance because you're not honest and try to monetize off of that.
Yes. 100%. Yeah.
And we also want to see your own progress.
Yeah.
Like, let's see what you got.
Yeah.
And also when you get work done, if it's like a BBL, whatever, you got to maintain it. You know?
Yeah.
I don't know. Do people do that for chest workouts? Are they like, yeah, I grew my boobies.
I don't know.
There's no way.
There's no way.
I hope not. My goodness. Hopefully we didn't just start a trend. Goodness.
Oh, man. Okay. You know, that was kind of one of the questions was like, why do girls not work chest? I think some is because when you do get work done, they like advise you not to work chest as much.
Yeah.
So that might be one. Other than that, I don't know. So I know some people don't want to work chest because they say it'll like shrink their boobs and everything, but I don't know. Today's podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. What's the first thing you would do if you had an extra hour in your day? Would you go for a run? Maybe you would take a nap, read a book, hang out with friends. A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time. And the question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, what would you use it for? The best way to squeeze in that special thing into your schedule is to know what is important to you and to make it a priority. Therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it. You guys know I've been on a mental health journey recently and am a huge advocate for therapy. It can really help talk through things that you have been through and just digest and maybe get a better handle on your situation. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Brit today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Brit. Today, I'm welcoming a new podcast sponsor, Shrank Grills. If you haven't heard about these yet, today is the day. Darian and I cannot wait to move to Florida and start our hosting era, and this is the perfect way to do it. These grills heat up to over 1,500 degrees in less than 5 minutes, and it uses the exact same infrared technology as the world's best steakhouses. So things are going to cook really fast. Your steaks can be ready in as little as 3 minutes, and salmon as well. Big salmon girly over here. We're trying to get all of our protein gains, and this delivers on flavor because everything is juicier on a grill. They also have a dip tray at the bottom. This is probably my favorite feature of these grills. You can let all the steak juices just drip to the bottom of the drip tray, and then it's going to create these brown bits. And you can add butter, spices, oils into that dip tray also, and then pour all the juices back onto the steak. And this makes such a big difference in flavor. This grill isn't just for steak, though. You can also cook chicken wings, hamburgers, seafood, even pizza with their pizza stone accessories. So if you've been on the fence for your summer grilling, look no further and get your Schwank grill today. That's spelled S-C-H-W-A-N-K, Schwank grills. You can use code FUNANDGAINS to get $150 off a Schwank grill.
I didn't work chest for, I just now started doing some stuff, but it was never because like I didn't want to lose my boobs or anything like that. To be honest, I was just a little intimidated of like barbell.
It is intimidating, yeah.
And bench pressing and everything like that. I just didn't know how to do it properly. Mm-hmm. And I never had a spotter. Not that I'm over here with like 85 pounds on each side, but I feel like I felt like a newbie in that respect to the gym because it's something that I hadn't been doing, but I don't know. Now I need a little, you know, packaging up here because I'm swole everywhere else.
Libby is swole.
I'm trying.
Who was your body goals then when you started your fitness journey? I know who mine was for sure. Still is.
Oh my God.
But I feel like, I kind of feel like I'm my own body goals now. Like I truly feel like I'm there.
I'm so proud to hear you say that.
Like
I'm so happy to hear you say that.
That's cool.
Yeah. Well, that's what I say is like, maturing in the gym is becoming your own body goals.
Oh yes.
And you'll never have somebody else's body. Mm-hmm. And it's amazing. And it's so cool to be able to look up to people and be like, I strive to have like that quad separation, or I want to have those shoulders and biceps and all of that. I think it's really good to have like that inspiration, but nothing beats becoming your own body goals. And I feel like I never really have had somebody that I'm like, I want to look just like them. Because my body is just kind of random. I've never seen somebody with my body other than like a track athlete, but even then it's different. Yeah. Like love Allison Felix, but I've never looked at her and been like, I want to look like her and have her muscle definition. No, because the muscle definition that I want on my own body comes from the gym, not from sprinting.
Yeah.
Not to say she doesn't do that, but I feel like being 5'8" and Miss Long Legs over here, I have always had like an athletic body type and my structure is just built that way, that I've always just wanted to grow and be strong and to have like developed muscles. So I've never had anybody, I guess, except for like what I would envision myself to look like.
That's
like
cool.
I've never been like, here's a picture of somebody. More so it's like, this is where I want to be mentally. Like I want to see this in person. And I feel like I've gotten there.
Dude,
just so cool.
That's good. That's cool.
I love us.
Yeah.
Look at us.
Initially, though, getting into it, Cass Martin forever was like shoulders. Like that was like my main motivation. I was like, because I feel like back in, you know, way back then, it was still a little bit more on the thin side. And I was always like, no, mm-hmm. I want to be built. I want to be stacked. Yes. Let's go. So
she's literally a boss.
She's
But I love that. And I envy those people and their figures. Mm-hmm. I just know she's puny. Okay. She's not 5'8".
Yeah.
If I have a body goal, it's Meg Thee Stallion. Are you kidding me? Give me some centaur legs. But like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I just want to have like a whole BA body.
Mm-hmm.
That's all.
Body, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy.
Body, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy.
Okay. Hey. So I feel like every time it's a new question, I'm like, okay, so.
I like it.
I hate it.
It's a good transition.
It's not a good transition.
You could just scream like, next. Like the woman in Monsters, Inc.
Next.
Mine.
Mine. Do you have any influencers that you love to watch? Like, who are the ones that you like daily check up on?
Oh my gosh. So I am somebody that I used to scroll for my entire life. And now I love to watch stories. So if you pop up on the top of my stories, I am happy. I literally love to see what you're up to because I know you're so busy. And I'm like, what's Brittany going to put up today? I think it's really cool because a lot of my friends I get to check up on their stories, but then we also communicate outside of social media. I love like seeing Wit. Wit is just fun. We yeah. love her. Kylie always has something cool going on, and she's so aesthetic. She's that girl.
She is that girl. As I swim, let's like go.
I
want to have her on to talk about earlier, it.
And I'm so proud. You have to. I know. She told me she's coming on. I'm excited for that.
Yeah, yeah.
It'll be a good time. But I love to watch like different YouTubers. I like that long form content, and I love to hear people speak. And I like the podcast vibe as well. So I just like to hear people and see things. I really like Kylie's vlogs are awesome mm-hmm. as well. But Taylor Woods, she just did a What I Eat in a Day, but it's like what I eat being like Libby Christensen. And I was like, no way. I was honored. I don't know. I like to see people experience different things too, but I feel like I check up on my friends.
Yeah.
Everybody's my friend online, which is awesome. Like, cool. I've made those connections.
Yeah.
I don't know.
There's nobody like outside of the.
But there's.
Oh, who?
I don't know. Outside of the fitness community. Yeah.
But who did you just say? Sorry.
I forgot what I was going to say. I really was like on a track there. Outside of the fitness community, that's hard because I feel like everybody I looked at is somehow fitness related.
Ooh.
I think it's TikToks that I like to go look at.
Okay, yeah. That makes
people
sense.
Make me laugh on TikTok.
For sure.
And I don't follow that many people. And I like to look at hashtags mm-hmm. because I'm a spender too. It's more topics than people at this point, I think.
Yeah.
I don't know. Who do you like to check up on?
I feel like mine's the same, like a lot of friends. I'd say like people outside of the fitness space. I love Delaney Childs. I love her content.
Oh, yeah.
And then
yes.
I'm trying to think who else was always up. I don't know if you know who JC Marie is. I like her. I like her stuff. You know her?
I love that girl. Yeah. Oh, my, yes.
Yeah.
She's the cutest thing ever.
Yeah.
I think her TikTok is what gets me through my days.
Dude.
Are we talking about the same JC?
Did she just get a chin implant?
The chin implant. I was scared to say it. I was scared to say it. I was like, we're talking about the redhead with the chin implant,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I no, she, love her.
Yeah, she just deleted her.
Aspen,
yes. She just deleted
Aspen
her TikTok.
Ovard on TikTok she, cracks me
she's
up.
Unleashed.
Oh.
Mother of two doesn't care. She does what she wants. She's funny.
You know what's funny? My sister went to school with Parker. They were in the same class. And then Aspen went to the rival school in Utah.
Oh, that's right. Utah.
So Myrie is like none of them. Yeah, she went to Pineview.
That's crazy.
Yeah. But I love to see, those two, Aspen. Which one? She deleted her Instagram?
Yeah, JC deleted her Instagram.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
I kind of loved her Instagram.
Me
I
too.
Love when she just like does trends and everything.
I know.
She's just a funny
She's
person.
Funny. You know, she's somebody who I've followed before I even started Instagram. And so it's like cool.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Like, way back in the day. Do you even know the like hair extension brand with like Amber Fillerup? Did you or Tezza? Like they had this like whole.
I know. I have the Tezza.
Yeah.
Okay. Don't get me wrong now.
Yeah.
But
they like had this.
I feel like I was just in a different part of social media.
I don't know how it came to be, but that's how I first started them. They had like this big European trip and I was like, oh, this looks so cool. So I followed her forever. You know, she's just one of those people.
Wait, that's so cool. I hope one day you can have her on here.
I know. She has a podcast
that
too.
That would be fun.
That would be fun. Manifesting.
Yeah.
She probably does not care about me though. You know, that's what's hard is like you're so into somebody's life, but then they like do not care back about you. And I'm like, that hurts a little
bit. You think that our audience feels that way?
I hope they don't.
I care about them. I think that they care about us. They just don't know of us.
Yeah,
know?
Maybe that's it. Maybe she just doesn't know me. I'm just kidding. No, but yeah.
She will eventually.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. But one other person that I keep up with, Colleen Hoover's stories. That woman cracks me up.
I don't follow
that
her.
Lady has jokes. Oh my gosh, you have to. She is comedy. Not only is she an amazing writer, but that woman is funny. She's from Texas. And she just has the most out-of-pocket stories, and she always jokes, and she's like, I'm young. everybody's like, I didn't know you were that old. And she's like, I'm not. And she like denies it, but she's so funny.
Dude, I need to get on it. Love her. I need to watch right after this. I'm gonna be like, beep, beep.
Please do. Yeah. I'll send you some stuff too.
Dude, that's fun. Okay, so we kind of talked about this earlier, but how do you feel about fans saying hi in public? This is an easy one. This isn't tea.
Nothing makes me happier. Yeah,
it's the best thing in the world.
I just recently had a few like high school girls come up to me in the gym and they were like, we have late start on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And they were in the early girlies and they were like, I can't believe you're here and you work out here. And I was like, oh my goodness, this is literally insane. Like as excited as some people get, I think, to meet us, I feel the same joy and excitement. It's just so cool.
It's the coolest thing ever. I feel like I almost get even more excited because it's like, oh, they actually like said something too. And it's so nice to be able to just connect in person and know like there are people out there. It's so fun to meet.
You have to introduce yourself.
Yeah. It's so it's true. It's so fun though. I've never been bothered once by it. It's always extremely rewarding and fulfilling.
Yeah. Do you remember when we did our meetup? In Arizona for
Yes, we are only in the first meetup
together.
I remember
it just made me think of that.
Was it like a cookie? An ice cream place, cookie dough, like or something. I remember that.
Yeah, so cool.
That was cute.
I love meeting everybody.
I know, I do too. That's why the Gymshark events are so nice. Gymshark, when are you having a new event?
Literally.
It's been too long.
Like yesterday it needed to be done.
For real.
I'm ready for it.
I am ready for it. I am so ready. Okay, let's see if I have any more. I feel like that was it. Not too juicy. I feel like I'm just
OMG.
I know.
Yeah.
Okay, well you have not spilled any tea, Libby. So
what tea should I spill? I will say I was a little booty tickled. I'm not dropping names, but, you know, we talk about, hey, if somebody's not like, you know, fulfilling you, adding to your life, whatever, it's okay to unfollow.
Yeah.
I got booty tickled because I recently saw that somebody that I felt like I was friends with or had a good relationship with unfollowed me. Kind of hurt my feelings, but, you know, I even say to people like, you can't take it personal.
Yeah, but it is hard.
Maybe something I did upset them. That hurt my feelings, though. So that's my tea, I guess. I do get booty tickled.
Yeah. How do you even figure out who's following you? Like, I don't even know how to figure that out for myself.
Well, it was something that was, like, brought up. I was listening to something. And then I was like, oh, let me go see this person. I'm just going to go see, like, who are they following? Oh, I'm not on the list. Ooh. Oh, but I've been following you. It's okay, though.
Yeah.
No hard feelings. Still love them. Hope they're amazing. I still follow, so I'm like up to date.
Yeah.
Just like, dang, I got to charge it to the game. Oh, well.
Okay. Well, I was a little bit disappointed in the tea.
Really? We need some more tea then. What else?
I don't
Who
know.
Who has tea?
Who has tea?
Should I post on mine right now and say, what tea do you want to know? Or is that going to give it away? It'll give it away.
Oh, it'll give it away. Okay. Bummer. Well.
Is it a complete secret?
Is what a secret? That you're on? No, it doesn't have to be.
Yeah.
No, I don't see why it has to be a secret. You can see, and if people are fast, I'll have, you know. We'll see what the people say. People did ask about the company Lane 8, about shoes. I saw them come around a little bit, but I don't know what happened to them.
So I used to work with Lane 8, and I really loved their products, and they were a sustainable shoe company. And they were based out of Hong Kong, and I used to be exclusive with them. And eventually I dropped my exclusivity with them and was still working with them. And then they actually had to shut down their US operations.
Oh, bummer.
So that's what happened with them. So they're only in Hong Kong now.
That makes sense.
But yeah, I can understand why people are curious. It's because they literally fell off the face of the earth
Yeah.
for all of us like US people, of course, but they were cool. I don't know. I feel like I could ask a question or so.
Do it.
About tea. So I know that this can come from different ways and things, but like as an influencer, somebody in the space, I obviously am a person of color, so it could be different from me, but have you felt underpaid, underrepresented, or undervalued by brands?
Underpaid.
And have you, yeah. And have you
underpaid.
To, like, have you left them? Have you like brought it up to them? Good. What would you say?
So I'm currently in a situation where I am working on bringing it up with one company. And it's something, it's hard though, because the space is so new at the same time. So if you are working with a certain company, it is a thing where, you know, as your channels grow, as social media is growing and you're realizing new things are happening and you kind of get your feelers out, you can realize that, hey, you know, we're new in this space. We don't know what rates to charge. We don't know what's fair. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times when you're new with a company, you don't know what sales you're going to bring or whatever, what value you're bringing to the team. And it's kind of until you start to see like, oh, okay, like I actually am bringing some value to whatever yeah. company it is you're working with. Then I feel like you can start leveraging things. So yeah, I'm definitely in the place where I have new demands and new ideas in for compensation, because I definitely do feel like I'm underpaid. And I know that because I get emails of different offers and I'm like, are you kidding me? And it makes me think, okay, is this what I should have been charging the whole time? And it kind of makes you feel like crap, to be honest, yeah, of like, okay, like
you are run over.
Yeah, like I'm being used is kind of mm-hmm. how I feel like or have felt in the past. So that's definitely something that's kind of always on my mind. And it is a learning experience for sure, because again, like, it's just tough. I don't know. Yeah. What are your thoughts?
It is difficult. I feel like if you aren't talking to people that are already in the space or that understand the space, it's hard to know what you're supposed to do, to know your value, to know like what moves you're supposed to make. And I think that a lot of it does come from like being able to open up and just be honest.
Yeah.
Because it's not like you're doing anything wrong. It's the way that obviously like companies are going about their business. And if you are representing them, say you're exclusive, then it's like, okay, well, I can't promote another brand. Yeah. I can't get any commission. I can't get anything from anybody else. So I don't know. I think it is hard. And I feel like I've been in that position before, and it's the worst. Because then you feel like, oh my gosh, all of these months that I have been missing out yeah. on.
It's, you know? It's hard to have that realization of like, oh, I really have been missing out. But it's something where I feel like it's also hard to even talk about money or negotiate. That's something that's mm-hmm. also learned in this space, because a yes. lot of us didn't go to business school. We haven't learned the art of negotiation. We haven't learned what our worth is. And it isn't until, like you said, we talked to other people to be able to kind of get a vibe of, okay, like these are kind of the numbers people are throwing around. Okay, that's like mm-hmm. a good base of where I should be starting when asking for a brand. Because it's tough, because part of me is even like, oh, like I feel like this is too much that I'm asking. And then I think about it, I'm like, I literally am working 24/7.
Exactly.
I've literally, yeah. like, why am I too scared to ask for this number? So I've started to get like really, you know, confident in asking for certain things, and it's almost always received well. And I'm like, why have I been scared yeah, doing this before?
That's when you want to like kick yourself.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, come on. So if you are in this space, like, don't be afraid to shout out numbers. I think negotiation is a normal part of business. And if you're in this creator space, you are now a business. So
yep.
we don't need to be shy. I think especially as women, like, I don't want to, you know, it's yes. just not as natural for us to be like, I demand X amount of this. And I, you know, it's tough. So for sure. That was a good.
Yay, I'm glad. Which makes me curious about like, okay, well, negotiating X, Y, and Z. Have you ever thought about management? I personally don't have a manager. I actually had a call that was like, There's third parties that'll like bring you brand deals and whatnot, of course. But I got on a call today and I was like, wait, are y'all trying to sign me? I wasn't looking for a manager or anything. Y'all just looped me into a call, whatever. But have you thought about one? Would you want one? What do you think?
I have
Because they
thought.
take your money a little
I
bit. That's the
know. Yeah, they
thing.
take like 10 or 15% or something like that.
20, 20
20?
sometimes.
Oof. Because I was just talking to my lawyer and he
Wow.
was like, "Do you have a manager or anything?" And I was like, "No, I just do it myself." I have definitely thought about that. I don't think I'm at the point now where I want that because I don't want too many brand deals. Like, I'm not looking for that right now, but I don't know. I think that's just kind of a decision if I want to start working with more brands and going that route, then I think, a manager would help or signing with an agency, but yeah, what about you?
Right now, I'm not really. I feel like I handle my own, and one thing about it is like I know that having management can bring like more
Yeah.
money than maybe you could get on your own, but at the same time, I feel like I shouldn't have to negotiate my worth and value to somebody. If you guys don't see that from the start and everything, why would this company, somehow sway you? You know what I'm
Yep.
saying? So I don't know. It could always change, and maybe I just get so overwhelmed where I just feel like I need some help, but I kind of like being able to navigate it and
I
everything.
do too. And maybe I know everybody's different. Some people are probably like, no, like handing it off and not worrying about it's the best thing I've ever done. But it is different when we have like more exclusive and long-term contracts too, where we don't need to always look for more
Negotiate
short-term
that.
things, I think, because I don't know. I love being partnered with brands that I use every single day. It's like so natural because I just freaking love every sponsorship I do. I love and I won't ever do something I don't believe in. And I get worried about working with a manager where it's like, no, you need to like have two sponsored posts a month. And it's like, well, what if I can't find a brand that I align with? Or what if I don't like that brand, you know?
Yeah, I totally feel you. We have some questions now. A few have
Oh, okay,
come
let's do a
in.
couple.
Okay, so I feel like my girlies out here are pretty like business savvy. It's funny. They said, "Do you file for an LLC as an influencer? How do taxes work?" Sorry, kind of lame, LOL. I don't think that's lame. I think it needs to be talked
Yeah, let's do
about.
it.
So for me, when I came into this space, obviously I wasn't making money at first, which was fine, but as soon as I started like getting some coins and I was like, this is more than I know what to do with right now. I filed as an LLC and all of my money that I get or my income is paid to my business and I am on payroll. So I don't personally make whatever is going into my business bank account. That would be fun, but I don't need that. And taxes, taxes. You don't need to use what you don't need to use, basically. I also went ahead and got a financial advisor at the same time and a CPA. My CPA helped me like create my LLC. And then with that, I'm an S Corp. Are you an S Corp?
I was going to ask if you were an S Corp.
So there's all kinds of different levels to it. But I think like if you start making money or if you don't want to be liable, obviously you've had your programs, which is different. Then I think it's good to have an LLC because then you're protected and your business can take whatever hit it needs to. Shall that time ever come? Hopefully it doesn't. But yeah, I like it. Feel like it's not talked about. And like there's these like little steps that you can take that can really help you out. And I always tell the people that ask me, like, how did you used to budget? I follow like the 50, 30, 20 rule until I was like, okay, well, I don't really have to follow it anymore. I do have a steady stream of income, but it's like 50% of your income goes towards your necessary needs, food, water, shelter, that type of stuff. 30% goes towards your wants. If you want a new outfit, if you want to go get coffee, and then 20% goes towards your savings. And over time, I was able to kind of manipulate those numbers and make them work for me. But yeah, I felt like that was a good starting place for me. And then whatever tax bracket you're in, you just put that money, that percentage away, for that time of year, which is always
I
disgusting.
know, which is this time of year. I'm
It's
like, great.
currently.
I know.
Not cute at all.
No, not the good, not a good part of the year, but it is what it is. Yeah. So an S corp, basically, Libby pretty much already said it, but when you're an LLC and when you make X amount, it's helpful to shelter your taxes by becoming an S corp. That way you are on payroll so that your business's income isn't as much. You're kind of basically splitting your income in half. That way you're taxed separately as an individual and your business is taxed separately as the business, but it's not just like that huge lump sum that you're making altogether if you were an LLC. That's something that your accountant would tell you, hey, you're making enough. Let's talk about becoming an S corp type thing.
Yeah. And I think a lot of times people at first only go with the LLC route rather than the S corp because they don't have the funds to put towards
a payroll.
What is required to, you know, open that up and everything.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I love business podcasts. That's fun.
Yeah.
Look at us, we're getting into it.
Yeah, yeah. I know.
Another person asked a question saying, do brands reach out to you in the beginning or should you reach out to brands?
That's a great question.
I feel like you and I kind of like did it similarly, but differently at the same time. We have our long-term sponsors, but I think overall, I've kind of had brands come to me. But if there's somebody that I'm dying to work with that I just can't take it anymore, I just really want to work with you guys, then there's no harm in reaching out, whether you're DMing them or trying to email them. That's always a good time.
But yeah, for sure.
Yeah. If your page and your account aligns with a company or a business, most times they're going to somehow find you in whatever space you're in and they will probably reach out. So I think it's important to have some type of contact, like in your bio. And if you're wanting to make social media a business as an influencer, have that contact available. Like have an email that you're able to check daily and to keep up with.
For sure. Wait, Libby, did you answer the question that you asked me about feeling underpaid, underrepresented, undervalued?
I think I did kind of. I definitely have in the past, not even felt, but been severely underpaid.
Yeah.
And I didn't know it because nobody told me anything different until I started to feel like, I feel like other people are making more than me.
Yeah.
Because it's like, you know, the power you have to do numbers, like that's different than commission and everything. But like, if you are supposed to be making a fixed fee, you're like, this doesn't feel right. Or my commission rate is lower than I feel like it should be.
Yeah.
And it's like, who do you talk to about that? So I think it's important to open that up. But yeah, I've definitely felt underpaid, undervalued, and underrepresented.
Yeah.
But I feel like right now I am happy with where I'm at.
That's good.
And I feel like I've vocalized it to the point where it's like, okay, well, it's going to be on me if this happens again, you know?
I love that. Learning from the past and making sure it doesn't happen again. So.
Gotta learn. Oh my goodness. Somebody's...
Oh, no.
Somebody said, how much do you make? Baby girl, that one's a little off limits, sweetheart. That's one for the books, the tax books. I will say that I did not start social media with any type of money. If my followers are even listening to this, they already know how it's been.
No, me neither.
But yeah, I know. We literally were in here together. Oh, I love it, dude. But I feel so blessed that in the past 2 to 3 years, my life has done a complete shift and I'm now like able to provide for myself and I'm able to really think about my future and what I want to do. And I am financially stable because I never knew the day would come and never thought it would be like 21, 22 years old when that happened.
Yeah. But, you work darn hard though. You have a hard work ethic. So you deserve it for real.
Oh, I appreciate that.
Well,
you too, babe.
I feel like
you're literally grinding, dude.
Dude, I feel like you've always been the type of person where if you set your mind to something, like you're gonna get it, bar none. Like you don't mind asking the questions, you don't mind sticking your foot in places, like you don't mind getting to the bottom of things. Like it's gonna happen when it comes to you. Like you're very dependable in that way. Like it's gonna happen. So yeah,
I love that. Thank you. I mean, I hope that people would think that because I do feel that way about myself. I'm very driven to get what I want, no matter what. My sister and I are both like that. But that's cool.
Yeah, that's cool.
Somebody also asked if you're an athlete for a brand, versus an affiliate. What does that mean? Are you able to wear other brands? It's a good question.
Yeah, that just depends on your like contract with the brand. So if you sign like an exclusive agreement, or obviously if it's exclusive, you can't wear other brands. I don't know, some contracts are also non-exclusive, so you can wear a bunch of other brands. So it just depends on that contract. And I know a lot of companies now are doing non-exclusive agreements. So
yeah. Mm-hmm. They sure are.
Yeah.
That's really
cool. People out here making bank. That's all I'm going to say. Not me. Not me.
That income.
Non-exclusive contracts, people are getting some bank, because you can work for multiple companies, get paid for your post, and get paid commission.
Do it again with another one.
So
another one.
Non-exclusive. That's some tea.
Interesting, isn't it?
I know one of my.
Okay, yeah, no. No. Go on. What was that?
Somebody I know, and through the grapevine of something that I know of the grapevine through the vine of the grape, has talked about some of these things, and the amount of money is a lot. And I'm just shook to my core.
It's alarming. And that is the tea.
And I'm like, wow, that's when I realized I'm underpaid, undervalued. I'm just kidding. I'm very happy with where I am.
It happens though. That's real.
It's great. Some people are living large, and I'm so freaking happy for them. I couldn't be happier.
Yeah, I feel that. Somebody asked, how do you actually make money? Which I feel like same kind of thing. There's so many different ways that us and we as content creators can make money. And I feel like we do have multiple streams of revenue, whether that is like through YouTube AdSense or sponsorships on different platforms. Mm-hmm. I feel like a lot of people hear that word a lot, and sponsorships don't mean the same thing when you hear that word. You can have a one-off sponsorship. Yep. Say I had a YouTube video that was sponsored by Princess Polly. That means Princess Polly has probably sent me product, and they are paying me to feature their product on my own YouTube channel. That doesn't mean I have to post something on Instagram, but there are different things depending on the contracts, whatever. So those are like one-off sponsorships. And to be sponsored by a brand, I feel like most times people think like, oh, you're sponsored by Gymshark, or you're sponsored by whatever supplement company. That is like a long-term sponsorship. So it has like a duration, whether it's like months or years, whatever it may be. And through that you make commission. Like us as Gymshark athletes, we do make a small commission when you guys do shop our links. Other than that, there's other ways as well. But I feel like sponsorship is like a lot of people's questions. But you can make money doing anything. You can do freelance if you want. Yeah. TikTok creator fund, it pays pennies. But hey girl, we're out here trying. Pennies.
I'm making pennies.
Oh my goodness. But now like these apps are trying to like have some type of fun, like
as they show
bonus on Instagram. Yeah, thank you. I think it's important to put value into the people that are making your app run, honestly. And YouTube is cool. Like you can have different streams of income on all of these different platforms.
Yeah.
And like when somebody says like I make money from Instagram, or I say like Instagram is my job, it's not that Instagram is paying me. It's the fact that brands and I, like my platform is a place for basically promotion, organic promotion. Yes. But it's basically like real estate. What are you going to pay for a square on the gram?
Exactly.
Or a story, you know?
Yeah.
That's the vibe.
And if you think about it, like I did advertising as my background in school. Nobody's reading newspaper or watching TV. All ads are on social media because that's where everybody is. So that's where the advertisements are. So people are just paying for those advertisements. And if you're a smart creator, you are only taking deals with companies that you really align with. But there's also people who just take deals with everywhere. And it is what it is. Like, honestly, there's no shame. There's no right way to do it, period. So, yeah.
Yeah. Do you have a dream partnership? What brand would you love to work with?
You know what I would love? I would love to get into the like luxury space. Ooh. Like, are you kidding me? Getting PR packages from Prada, Gucci.
Yes, I've seen that.
You know what I mean? Like, wouldn't that be fun? Wouldn't that be kind of fun? No, Alani would be cool, for real. I feel like I blew that one, but I don't think that one's gonna happen. Not that I shouldn't manifest that, but
no, we're praying and believing. I don't think you blew it, dude. I think whatever you were doing up until now is like meant to be, and whatever comes in the future.
What about you, Libby? Let's hear it.
Oh my gosh, I feel like I have so many outside of just like fitness. I would love to work with Skims.
Oh my gosh, yes.
My debit card, credit card, and my house at this point. Skims, Abercrombie. I think working with Target would be dope. Yeah. I think working with Google, Apple.
Oh, yeah. You're like actually thinking of good ones. I'm like, couture. I don't know. No, for
Which
sure.
Which is valid though. Like,
those would be
that's
awesome.
That's valid.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like anything that I use, I think would be really cool to be like, to work with them in general, honestly.
It's so fun. And it's so fun to be able to like create content for these, you know, for the companies doing like extra little sponsored posts. It's so fun. Yeah. That would be
I'm
cool.
Not even, one of mine that I actually like was talking about today. Do you know my gym bag is Dagny Dover? Have you heard of it? It's this amazing, like they have such cool bags. Like basically Bays, the suitcases, but in bag form. So it's like a neoprene duffel bag. They have backpacks, what? Baby bags, diaper carriers, all kinds of stuff.
Cool.
And I was gifted one of those by Alani 2 years ago for Christmas. And I've just been obsessed. So I've bought them over time. And I did like a what's in my gym bag on TikTok. Got like no views. They reach out to me and they're like, Libby, we'd love to work with you. I about pooped my pants.
Shut up, dude. I need to start getting on it.
No, Britt, you definitely need to.
Yeah.
And you have so much, like, as a mom, you know how much they love the moms out here.
I don't like to post any, though.
I know. So, but you could still, like, talk about things that you do use for him.
I know, dude. See, that's...
I love how you are with Vinny. I really admire that about
you. Thank you. Yeah, dude, I don't want to be exposing him to the world.
No, you give him his privacy, and I think it's beautiful because we still get to learn about him, and you tell, like, his stories, like, every day. It's so cool.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, that's something that if I had more time, I would love to be able to, like, actually link products I use and tag them more. Yes. You know, Drunk Elephant, I would love a collab with them. I use their stuff every freaking day. I'm on their PR list, and it's, like, the best thing ever.
I think I got the neon white case that had all the skincare
in it. Oh, yeah.
I have all of those, and I'm like, wait, this is so cool. You have to tell me which one's your favorite. I've been watching your story, so I know you just did your skincare routine.
Did all of them. I love them all.
I'm enjoying them so far. That'll we have...
Yeah, let's do one more and we'll wrap it up.
Ooh, okay.
I don't want people to be falling asleep on me. I'm just kidding. No, dude, we could do a 2-hour episode.
That would be so fun.
Do a couple more. If there's a couple good ones, let's do them.
Do you guys actually enjoy hanging out with each other or is it just for the gram?
Libby, yes.
They don't even know who this is about.
Libby?
They're talking about in general.
Well, Libby flew from Kansas to Arizona to party. Libby is a driven, fun person. It's always fun to have Libby around. Always a good time. So, yes.
I feel like we had like such a gap because of your pregnancy and everything. And
I shut down.
It's just nice to be able to. That's okay. I'm glad you're back, but it's nice to be able to connect again. And like I said, it feels like no time has passed.
That's good. You say
but
that.
I'm not going to go spend time with somebody that I don't like. I'm not going to spend my money. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to spend any type of energy trying to fake something. Just like I said at the beginning, like people have a facade. It's true. They do, but that's just not what I vibe with. And maybe I do like meet somebody in the future online and then I'm like, oh, maybe I should go like hang out with them in person. There's no harm in like seeing each other, but maybe it just wasn't what I thought it was. Maybe we're better off FaceTime friends, you know, that type of thing. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Are there days you wish you could quit being an influencer?
Honestly, no. There's days where it's hard, but all you do is just not go online. I take every Sunday off and it's always a recharge so I don't feel like I get burnt out, but there was one day when I was getting death threats because people thought I was like a T-Mobile girl who like looted a store during, you know, the whole BLM movement and it wasn't me. So people were like, oh yeah, that's why I don't post Vinny anymore. I took everything down a Vinny of Darian of my whole family because people were like trying to come kill me. Oh, and I was like, that's not even me in the video. I don't know who tagged me. Do you not remember that? You must have missed that.
I think I know.
No, it was.
I think I know what you're talking about and when you deleted all of this, but I didn't know that was the reason.
No, in a matter of seconds, I had probably 1,000 comments. DMs completely flooded on TikTok, on Instagram. Like they were coming from, this was on TikTok. They were coming from TikTok to my Instagram, spamming every post. And I was like, delete, 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 delete. Because I was scared for my life, honestly. Wow. Like, of course, it's just internet trolls. But that is the only time. Scary. That's the only time I've ever not wanted to be an influencer. Other than that, yeah. I love it. I love it. No, honestly, I really have no complaints at the end of the day. I really, really love it. Truly.
I agree. Honestly, I wouldn't want another job. Mm-mm. People are like, what would you do outside of this? Nothing. Yeah. I wouldn't want to. I would try to reroute and come back. Yeah. I don't know.
I just love
it. I really enjoy it.
I love the creativity. I love the freedom. I love that it every day it's something new. You're learning about business. You're becoming, you know, it's like entrepreneurship. You're creating your own routine. It's really cool. Yeah. And being able to connect with all of you as well. Like, it is such a blessing and a privilege to be able to even have this platform. Mm-hmm. For real. It's awesome. You? What about you, Libby?
I wouldn't change it for the world. Yeah. Honestly, the way that it's changed my life in so many different ways, I would take whatever I thought in the past was negative and I would deal with it over and over and over again.
Yeah.
Because the life I live now is insane. I mean, it's a quaint little life. It's a nice life. I love my boyfriend, love my dog. But I mean, being able to wake up and do this every day and have people that care for you and you get to connect with them, it's the coolest thing ever.
I know. You guys are the best. We're lucky.
Brings us all together.
Yeah.
I love it. Somebody asked about, do influencers get health insurance?
No.
Or how do we? I'm still on my dad's insurance because I'm still under 26. So I don't know.
I have health insurance through Darian's grad school.
Oh, yes. That's a blessing, though. Yeah,
it is. School.
A little bit.
School insurance is usually like kind of good because they're like, you're a student, you're poor.
Yeah. Yeah. It's good nonetheless, though.
Yeah, it's good.
Insurance is scary. I'm not ready for that entire beast to tackle.
I think you can even do, I wonder if you're a business, I think you can do something even called like an HSA where you have like an HSA account and stuff. Yeah.
I asked about it because I was like, well, it's not the time yet, but when it does happen, can my business give me my insurance, please? But yeah.
Yay.
I like it. Julio.
Alrighty. Well, Libby, one last question. It's always, what advice would you give the podcast listeners?
Podcast listeners,
my family,
I appreciate you.
Yeah,
if you guys have hung out this long and listened to us ramble, honestly, if the topic today was like how to do influencer life or how to be a content creator in general, I think it's all about just being yourself and believing that you can do something, because eventually that chance will come. But other than that, in terms of life, I think that it's important to understand, a bad day is still a luxury.
Yes.
You're blessed to be here. Okay. And I don't know. I just hope people know how valuable they are to us. And like, my advice is to, hug your loved ones. Mm-hmm. Life is too short.
It is.
Live your life, but be kind to people, because although we all connect online, there's a lot of ugly stuff out there and we have really happy places, but a lot of times social media is an escape for people. So try to find the ones that you value around you and hold them close.
Yeah. I love that.
That's my tea.
I love that.
Love it.
Tea with Libby Christensen. Woo! Okay. Tell everybody where they can find you, all your socials. Let's hear it.
All right, you guys, if you want to come lurk and stalk and see me on the internet, my Instagram is just Libby Christensen, LibbyChristensen. My goodness, I know. And everything else, thankfully, is the same. My TikTok and YouTube. But yeah, That's me.
Yay. Everybody go spam her. Show her some love. Let her know that you listened to our tea episode.
Cheers.
Cheers. All right. Well, thank you so much for being on, Libby. Honestly, thank you. It's always so fun to chat. And I think everybody's going to be able to really benefit from listening to this and being able to just hear from you.
Oh, I'm thankful you had me on. I've enjoyed it.
Yeah.
It's like our FaceTime just with new ears. New ears.
And microphones and big headphones.
Yes. Doing our best here.
Good stuff. Alrighty. Well, thank you guys so much for tuning in, and we will see you all next week. Bye.
Yay. Bye.
You are listening to the Fun and Games podcast with your host, Brittany Lupton. Thanks for listening to another episode. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review this podcast, and we'll see you all next time for some more fun and games.
Bye.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.